Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 Four Quarters of Coach Lee. I am your host with the most, Coach Lee. That is me in the place to be. And where you at, I don't know. But you know what? Hey, it's Monday again here on the scene. We're going to talk about what's going on in women's football. You heard it right. You heard it first. It's always tight with Coach Lee. Four Quarters of Coach Lee. You know, if you ever want to call in, you can always call in at 347-826-7278. You can always check in with Coach Lee anytime, any place, you know, whatever. But tonight we got a pretty exciting show, you know, some great topics, you know, as I do it here every 15 minutes. It's like a football game. There's a different quarter, different topic, different things going on. And for quarter number one, we're going to talk about exposure. Yes, that's right, exposure. A couple of teams have gotten some good exposure out in the football world, and let's talk about it. Quarter number two, change of name, change of brand. Does it really make a difference? Does it really matter? Quarter number three, we're going to talk about preseason games. Yes, preseason. We're talking about preseason. It's not even October yet. And then, of course, fourth quarter, we're going to always talk about the camp and conference updates and also the hot topics on the meeting board. And if we got a 5-minute drive and somebody want to call, definitely call in and drop in and say hello and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Blog Talk Radio. But anyway, hey, let me give me a drop sponsor here, a drop in my sponsor. You know, we got Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. So make sure you definitely rent Enterprise. If you come to the Camping Conference, they're definitely a sponsor of the Camping Conference, giving a heck of a deal for those who want to rent cars, small cars, compact cars, sedans, SUVs, minivans, vans. Got a great deal. Everything is under $100. I think a small compact car is like $28 a day. So, hey, you know, I still carry four people around. And then also we got Adidas. My Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas. Everybody should be kicking it in Adidas. Why? Because they support women's sports. Why? Because they're getting behind you. Why? Because they're going to lay it down for women's football in 2010 if we do it right. So support Adidas, and let's get this game started, yo. And there's the ball. And it went deep, got a good kick, and it's so deep that they had to kneel it down in the end zone. First and 10 on the 20-yard line. They got to go 80 yards on this. But we're going to talk about quarter number one, exposure. Exposure. One thing that women's football don't get enough of, exposure. But over the last, 6 weeks, there's been some great opportunities for women's football as examples. This past weekend, the St. Louis Slam, the WFA champions, had an opportunity to scrimmage against the Iowa Thunder at halftime at a regular season Rams football game. From my understanding, it was a sellout, about 66,000. Sure, it was at halftime, but, you know, not all 66,000 are going to hit the bathroom or go get beer or go get hot dogs. So they did participate in about a 10-minute, 12-minute scrimmage. They probably got about a half a dozen plays each on offense, but, you know, the fact that they were out there and getting the oohs and the ahs, and if they left the field, and left the game with one fan that says, you know what, I didn't know that when you play football and I'm coming to your game, hey, it did its job. Same thing with the, I wouldn't say the Seattle Majestics, and I'm not quite sure who went up there. I know the year before last it was Sacramento Sirens. This year I think it was the Corvallis team, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, I think it was the Corvallis team, and they got a chance to participate. I think it was Seattle and then, no, it can't be. They didn't do it in the conference. It was somebody, I think it was, no, it was San Diego. Maybe it was San Diego, but it was a game, and a preseason game, and they were had the opportunity to get some exposure again prior to the game. And I know that the Kansas City Tribes, who are the IWSL champions, got a chance to be announced prior to a preseason game. If I'm not mistaken, either announced prior to or at halftime. But whatever the case was, the fact was they were in front of thousands of people talking about women's football. And that's the exposure that I want to talk about. You know, not every team is in an area where they have an NFL team. But it's not all about the NFL team. It's about where can you get the word out about your team. You know, if there's a great high school rival game that gets 5,000 or 6,000 people, another opportunity for you to get exposure. If you got a major college in your neighborhood or in your town, another place to get exposure. I know my team, the Las Vegas Showgirls, are working with UNLV in a little fundraiser for ourselves, and we're not going to get to get on the field and display our talents. But our 2-minute to 3-minute video, highlight video, will be on the Jumbotron at halftime, and we will be honored in that capacity in front of possibly 18,000 to 28,000, all depending on UNLV is winning. But they lost this past weekend, and then they play this weekend against University of Reno. So if they lose this game, it's going to be a lot less people, you know, showing up for the next home game that we're going to participate in on October 17th. But again, that's an opportunity to get some exposure. You know, if a team or a school or a college is bringing in 10, 15,000 people, then that's an opportunity for you to get exposure. Even if you're not even participating in the halftime or pregame show, if you got flyers, if you got your media guides, whatever you can do, you can make up flyers, some cheap old flyers, and put them on the cars, you know, like a club. I always reference club because, again, my background is entertainment and, you know, starting with clubs and working with artists that you never knew of until they became superstars, and, you know, that's part of helping making them a superstar. Help getting that exposure for the teams is you got to get out there and put in the work. You got to go to a WNBA game. You got to go to college basketball, college soccer, whatever big sporting event you have in your town, your city. You need to make sure that you get there, that you have some teammates there, that you guys are sporting in uniform, that you're wearing your colors, that you are talking about women's football. That is the exposure that women's football is in need of. It's definitely headed that way. And the only way that you're going to get it is you got to go out and take it, basically. So don't sit back on your can and think, oh, because we're the only team in town, or, oh, we're the only one the football team in the state, or, oh, we just won a championship and we can take back. No. It's constant, every day, promoting, Exposure, exposure, exposure. What are you doing to expose your team? What are you doing to expose how good you are? You know? So, again, exposure is something that all of us need. Exposure is something that we all got to go strive for. And again, if you don't know how to come up with these concepts and ideas, you can always come to the Canopy Conference. I know I'm throwing that in there as a little plug. But again, these are the type of ideas that we're sharing. Same type of ideas that we can share on the Women's Tackle Football.meme.com board. Again, it ain't no secret, you guys. I don't know why team owners and management, you know, hide in this little room and don't want to assist other teams in getting exposure. You know, how did the Slam hook that up? You know, how did the Majestic hook that up? How did the Tribe hook that up? You know, or how did the Showgirls hook it up to get the exposure with UNLV? The bottom line is you just got to call and ask. You got to remember, other sporting teams are looking for a new audience. They're looking for new fans. They're looking for committed fans. So they're willing to work with you. But you got to ask them. You can't be afraid to hear the answer, no. You just can't. You can't be afraid to hear no. But every no just means you're closer to a yes. That's all that means. So, you know, some people are, you know, sit back and say, well, they said no and don't try no more. Well, that, you'll never get what you get. You'll get what you get if you keep relying on people saying no, and that's nothing. You know, I'm kind of tenacious in my approach, and that's how I'm able to get a mini sponsor, no matter how small or minute it might be. Hell, I might be wearing an Adidas sweater today. You know, that's what they probably gave me. I don't know, you know, but it's something. And it makes the appearance a lot bigger and a lot broader than what it apparently it could be or is. Who knows? Hell, Adidas could have given you $1 million to talk about Adidas. My Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas. So they want exposure. They want it just like you. Again, your business partners. You're not handing me out. So find a way to become partners. Business partners with those teams. USL. You know, we got the Las Vegas Locomotives. They're only going to play 2 home games, October 8th, and I want to say October something. But the championship game is here, and I'm involved with that. You know, just got to line yourself up. You got to get involved. You got to get some members on your team to get involved. You got to get some members on your management team to get involved. You know, they might have the buckets and the money, but if they ain't got the concepts and the ideas, then having the money and the buckets don't mean a thing. So, again, find some locations, some games. They can be part one of football games that you guys tie in. You can do a girls' flag football camp. Make it free, and you get 30 or 40 girls there and get the newspaper there. It's all about the exposure. Once again, can we say it? Exposure. You know, you hearing it right here on Blog Talk Radio continues. 4 quarters of Coach Lee. Hey, I talk about it. I be about it. I do about it. Some hate because I do. Some love because I do. But you know what? It's all about the mission. The mission is exposure. Get as much exposure as you can, and the fans will come. Now, once the fans get there, you know I preach all the time. Once you get those fans there, the product better be right. The product better be tight. If it ain't, then you didn't lost those fans. So, again, is there such thing as overexposure? No. There's no such thing as overexposure. Again, I'll use my entertainment background. For the recording artists that I dealt with, good media was good. Bad media was even better. Not to say that none of us got to go out there and go rob a bank or anything to get some exposure, but in the music industry, there was no such thing as bad media press, you know? Believe it or not, it's not, because that means that name of that person or those people are on the minds of the world, on the minds of reporters, no matter how bad and how good it is. As a matter of fact, it works. Media press is the best. If you notice, look at the news every day. I would say 95% of the news on your local news station is what? Bad news. Depressing news. You know, only 5% of the news is really worthy of, hey, that's a feel-good story. But again, if that's the case, and you know, you got to get as much exposure as you can, all that feel-good stuff, you know. How many girls on your team are doctors? How many are lawyers? How many are beauticians and barbers who can go out there and cut, you know, for 3 hours, cut as many heads as they could for free, you know, to clean up the neighborhood? How many of the girls on the team work for a paint shop that can donate the paint and take graffiti off the wall? Again, it's all about exposure. It don't have to be about football. It's about exposure. It's about putting your team out there. So, again, I'm going to leave you with this last word. Exposure. That's what we need. That's what we want. Get it done, and let's move on. That is the end of quarter number one. Man, like I said, time flies when you're just talking about things that's going to make women's football exciting. It really does, you know. So, again, I'll do a little drop for my sponsors. We got what? Who we got? Who we got? Who we got? We got Adidas. You know you should be sporting Adidas because they're my Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas. We should all be sporting Adidas. And Enterprise. Pick Enterprise. Why? So they will pick you up. Yes, they will. When you come to the camping conference, guess what? At the airport, you go straight to Enterprise. So they will pick you up and you will have whatever subcompact, compact, SUV, 15 passengers, whatever you need, they got it. So when you get to Vegas on January 7th through the 10th, make sure you pick Enterprise. All right. You know what? Like I said, you know, that was a smooth quarter. So we're going to move on into quarter number two. You know, got a couple emails. Like I said, I'm always being emailed about different topics. And I just love talking about whatever somebody else or other people want to talk about. But I had an email early in the week talking about Coach Lee. Does change of name and change of brand really make a difference? And how I interpreted that was this was from a team that was named something something at one time, and now they're named something something else this time. They played in one league this such and such year. Now they're playing in this league this such and such year. You know, does it make a difference? Well, yeah, if you're trying to clean things up, if you're trying to clean house up, then you definitely need a new image. What we call it? A makeover. There we go, an image makeover. That's what changing your team name, your team brand is all about. It could be the same players. Case in point, you know. What example could I use? Case in point. The Oakland Banshees were a team in the Bay Area, and they changed to the Bay Area Bandits. Same players, just different name, different image. Same league, you know, no big deal on that end, but the fact is they're trying to change their image. They're trying to change their brand. Same concept, same group of women, same area. But now they can open the door to to newness to their sponsors and other places, you know, because they are a new brand, new name. They're launching a new product, you know, just like Gatorade and the Tigerade and whatever, the Michael Jordan name. It's all Gatorade. It's just a brand. It's just a picture. Same product on the inside still tastes the same. You still get the same electrolytes that you get no matter which one you drink, but it's playing up to the brand, you know. A pair of Nikes is a pair of Nikes, even though they're Jordans, you know, it's still Nike. It's a brand. So it does make a difference if you're going to launch that brand correctly. You know, if you're just going to follow over the same trickle path as the last one, then it's not doing you no good. You got to be able to set trends when you're doing a brand, you know, when you're changing your name. You know, if I change Las Vegas Showgirls, what would I change them to? I don't know, because I don't know no better name brand for a city called Las Vegas. In the past, I think there was a women's football team called the at least in name and in theory, were the Las Vegas Lights. I want to say the Las Vegas Cactus, the Las Vegas Storm, you know, Desert Storm. You know, you try to play your product based on geographical location. So, you know, if you're coming up with a new name or a new image, you know, it was hard for us, for Las Vegas Showgirls, you know, without showing TNA. For those who know what TNA is, you know what TNA is. It's lingerie league. That's not what we were promoting. We were promoting the historical overview of what it was like to be a classy woman here in Las Vegas. And the elitist women that worked in this town worked as showgirls at the shows. So, again, branding and imagery was all about, you know, working it. You know, if we're going to be a family organization, then we definitely can't be selling TNA. So what did we do? We took the headdress of the most sophisticated working person or woman in Las Vegas from the 1940s through the 60s and threw that head wrap on a football and called it the Showgirls. You know, is it the best image? I mean, not the best. Is it the best design? Maybe not. It could have been tightened up. But you know what? It really represents what we tried to push out there. So, again, if I change the name and change the brand, but it was the same girl and same coaching staff, would we be any different? I don't think so. I think we'd still be operating under the same rules and same leadership, you know. So part of that branding is moving forward and bringing in people. That's why you have people that take over companies and they wind up downsizing or they wind up allowing others to just let go and bring in a whole new group, because they want different ideas, they want different concepts. And I can say that because in women's football, you got teams popping up all over the place because they want to be different than what they already have out there or what they were a part of. And there's nothing wrong with that. It is nothing wrong with being a part of something and not liking it and then moving on thinking that you can do it better. Now, once you do that, I hope you know what you're doing. I really do, because it is a mammogrammer, you know what I'm saying? It is hard to get it done and to make it real. But, again, every person has the right to do that. And changing imagery is great if it can work within the system. So, again, I'm just here talking, just up here preaching about, again, change of name, change of brand don't necessarily mean change of game. But if you're looking for an overhaul, you definitely need to do that, because it's so important that you don't leave that bad taste in people's mouths, even though you get associated automatically with a brand or a team that didn't do well. And there's a few teams out there that don't have the best names throughout their community, or throughout the women's football community, as I put it. And there's been, you know, three or four teams that came out of one or two different teams out there, you know. Because I'm not here to put nobody on blast, but you got to understand, if you got a team and it's breaking off three and four times, there's got to be something wrong with the brand. It got to be something wrong with the imagery. It got to be something wrong with those who are running it. You know, if you got teams splitting off and breaking off three or four times, you know. So, again, it does make a difference at points in time. But in this small world of women's football, it really, really, really is not making that big a deal. So, you know, like I said, that's what I had to talk about on changing names and change of brand. Sometimes you just got to brand it as what it is. This is women's football. And that's how we have to lead it. And that's how we got to promote it. This is women's football. Hard hitting, smash mouth, fast action football. No different than any other football. And that's how you got to promote it. It's no different than any other football. The ladies catch the ball? Yes. Do they run the ball? Yes. Do they tackle? Yes. Do they tackle hard? Yes. Do they catch? Yes. Do they dive for the ball? Yes. You know? Don't make it any different. This ain't no lingerie league. Like I said, in the word, it's lingerie. That's all you're thinking about. That's the brand. That's the image of their football. Our football is football. No different than any other football that's out there that's played from NFL to AFL, AFL to the semi-pro to high school to, you know, middle school to Pop Warner football. Football is football. It's just that we are the women's level of football. And that is our brand. So stick to our brand. All right? All right. Like I said, we are moving. We are shaking. We are baking here on Blog Talk Radio continues. You are on with Coach Lee. Four quarters with Coach Lee, you know, each and every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, so I know on the East Coast it's a little late. It's about 10:25, 3 hours ahead. But you know what? I like those sleepy heads that like to stay up and listen to Coach Lee. Yeah, I'm battling it. Monday Night Football, but you know what? My listeners still listen anyway. They email, they call, and thank me for whatever I said in the show, and we move on, move forward, you know, so that's what it's all about when you four quarters of Coach Lee. So I'm going to step off for a minute, take a sip, because it is halftime. Did I say it's halftime? Well, let me take my sip real quick, and then we get back into our commercial break, and then we'll rock and roll with quarter number three. All righty. Let me tell you, it's still 100 degrees here in Vegas. It was 107 today. So the heat has not eased up. And I've been outside and taking care of some sporting stuff and, you know, painting lines down for soccer because it is that time of the year. Spent 6 hours out there painting lines. So, you know, got to be perfect. Can't have no wobbly lines out there for soccer. So, you know, that's what I've been doing. So I'm a little dry, a little tart. But you know what? I'm going to get through the show because you're rocking four quarters with Coach Lee. And we're going to move forward and move on to quarter number three, preseason hot dogs. Did I say preseason hot links? Did I say preseason popcorn? Did I say preseason? Yes, I did. You know, it is September. And I'm already talking about preseason games. I know for a fact that my organization, that I want to have at least three to four preseason games before the leagues even start. We just want to get better. I don't want to wait to game number two, three before we realize what we need to improve on. So we are hosting again for the second consecutive year the Casino Bowl. It'll be actually Casino Bowl 15, which is done by the Minor League Football News, and we're going to do a co-promotion game. Last year, we just did it as a scrimmage, and I'd like to reach out and thank the Northern Utah Avalanche for coming down and definitely working with us in our scrimmage. But this year, it's going to be a game. It's going to be on March 27th right now. That's when it's scheduled. Preseason game. Preseason is very important, you guys. I mean, we're working out now every Saturday. We just worked out a deal with a fitness gym. We'll be working out 2 days a week, lifting weights. You know, this is year number five for us, for the showgirls. And I promise the girls that started with me back at year number one, that if they give me 5 years, that I'll guarantee that they'll be one of the top teams in the nation. And so our next elevation of getting better is our preseason workouts. You know, we're doing the full-fledged football off-season training. I'm talking about working out on weekends and lifting weights during the weekdays. But following that up with preseason games, you know, I'm looking to host at least three home games, preseason games here in Vegas, and then hit the road for one and get four games under our belt before we play that first game. And for all those coaches out there, you know how important it is to get in scrimmages and or preseason games. If you're not thinking about scrimmage to preseason games, and I'm about to call you out, you ain't no coach if you ain't thinking about having preseason games or scrimmages. So, you know, it'd be nice to meet up with teams that are in your local area. That's all great and dandy, but we know that we have some issues regarding that, which don't make any sense. And I put it out there all the time. Football is football, and it don't matter where you play. It don't matter what size ball you use. Hell, if you're on offense, use the ball that you use. That's all you got to do. But the bottom line is, if you're not thinking about preseason games, if you're not thinking about scrimmages, then you're not a football coach. And I just got to put it out there, because you got to be thinking about scrimmages. You got to be thinking of ways to make your team improve. You can't just throw them all against the wall and whatever sticks stick. You got to show them. You got to teach them. And the only way that you learn is through practice, through games, and through film sessions. So the more practices, the more games, the more film sessions, the merrier it is for your team to get better. Just look at all the teams out there, no matter what level of football, those who are dedicated and those who tend to put forth an effort to get more exposure, as I used in the first quarter, but exposure to their team of other women who play in football, your product is only going to get better. The only thing that most coaches don't like about preseason is that you got injury factors. Well, you know, players can get hurt walking down the street, chewing bubble gum and skipping at the same time. I've seen somebody, you know, mess up their knee walking down the street and step on a rock, and next thing you know, they're out for the whole season. But it's an opportunity for the girls who don't have experience playing football to see if they can play football. I mean, the games don't count. They don't count, but they get game action. It's also an opportunity to have preseason games to get your fan base together. It is hard selling season tickets when you only have 4 home games. I'm sorry, but it is. It's hard selling season tickets when you only have 4 home games. It's about time your fans realize if you play football, you can already have 2 home games. So all they got left is 2 games to come to. And if you make the playoffs, then hopefully you have a home playoff game. But if you don't, you know, you don't get that exposure, you guys. Preseason is the opportunity for you to win and influence new fans. You must take advantage of the fact that you have a home game against whomever and get some media press. Well, this is just preseason, and you get 300-400 people there for preseason. Just imagine what you can do for a regular season game. Get the media behind you. Get that exposure. But you need to host at least 2. I'm looking at 2, minimum 2 home games during preseason, and then maybe hitting the road for 1, if all possible. Again, as a coach and as a true coach, I don't want to scrimmage anybody that I'm going to be playing twice throughout the season. That don't make any sense. I'm trying to do some plays. I'm trying to see if my offense works. I'm trying to see if my defense works. I'm not trying to hide anything. I want my players to play like we're going to play in a game during the season. You know, that's the disadvantage of being part of women's football. You play the games and you use the scrimmages of teams that you play against. There's not one high school in the country that play against their rival in the scrimmage game. There's not one high school that plays against a team in their league during the preseason or scrimmage game. Every high school has a preseason before they go into their league. Every college team play preseason games, except there's only one conference in the country that don't play preseason games. And that's the one with Yale, Harvard, and Cornell. They don't play any teams outside their league. They play their 8-game, 10-game season, and that's it. No playoffs, no nothing. But what I'm trying to get at is all the teams elsewhere play other people, you know, give you a good example. USC played San Jose State. San Jose State is right in the WAC. Pac-10 is USC. Okay. Hell, look at the number one team in the country, Florida. They played two scrimmages the first two games. I forgot who they played, but they were some weak teams. But in order for those teams to, for the Floridas and the USCs to get better, they got to play. They play tune-up games, as it's called in college, tune-up games. If you look at the NFL, preseason games, you don't see many teams playing teams they play during the week. You see inter-conference, out-of-conference games, out-of-conference games, non-conference games. Because, again, those coaches want to coach up. They don't want to show, you know, their stuff live against the other team to see how it works. They want to use the other team, their dummy teams. You know? So, again, start planning. It is time to plan, y'all. I know my job is to win championships this year. What's yours? Where are you going with this thing? I know where I'm going. How are you going to promote this year, team owners? I mean, I know all coaches are itching and scratching to scrimmage or play a game. That's what coaching is all about. It's about figuring it out. It's about working it. It's about seeing it live. I don't know how often teams go ones against ones. When I say ones against ones, I mean your first team defense against your first team offense. Most of us don't have the luxury of both. We got too many players going both ways. But that's when you get a chance to see what you really, really got. And I'm hoping that other teams see the light and understand what we're trying to accomplish with having preseason games. You know, I don't care if I have to set up preseason games against teams from international teams. I don't care. I just want to play some football. My girls want to play some football, and my fans want to see some football. So in order for that to happen, we definitely need to set up preseason games. You know, postseason is a whole other subject. You know, can we do bowl games? Yes, we could. That would be great for little teams that don't make it to championship. I mean, you know, you got to prolong the season or start it early enough that people will understand. I think right after the Super Bowl is a great time to start promoting your women's football. You know? Somehow, some way, it got to be done. You look at WNBA, I know they're tied into to the NBA, but during the NBA playoffs, what commercials are rolling, you know, during the NBA playoffs? WNBA commercials. We got next. It's our turn. And whatever other slogan they have to come up with. You know, but again, that's a money issue. I know we ain't there with the money issue. But what I'm trying to get at is we got to ride that wave. You know, we got to find ways to tap into where football fans are. Because I know as a football fan myself, oh, I hate it when Super Bowl goes with. Because it's baseball season. I'm not a baseball cat. That's why I was loving me some arena football, because that was my football journey. But there's a lot of us out there that feel that same way, that are looking for football somewhere, somehow. And let me tell you, women's football got me hooked. In the spring, I'm all about women's football. Right now, I'm all about college football. I love college. You know, pro football, everybody's just too damn good. And it's boring. But I love me some college. I love me some women's football. I love me some high school football. I love some Pop Warner football. I just love it. So, again, if I'm loving it, you loving it, we loving it, we got to get that preseason action going, you know? Let's get that preseason action going. So I'm going to go ahead and end that. You know, what team? What are you doing to the team? You know, hit that meme board at womenstacklefootballgroup.meme.com. You know, put up your events on there that the whole nation can see. Do you know that we're rocking, what, 1,500 members on that thing now? 1,500. You know, not quite the goal that I set forth. I thought we should be rocking about 10,000 people, which ain't hard. It really ain't hard. each team got, what, 40 players on it. If every team came up with 100 people, you know, 20, 30 fans, and there's 100 teams out there, that's 10,000. Like I said, realistic numbers are there, folks. The numbers are there. But you know what? We're going to just take a slow grind, and we're going to build that meme board. But it takes you with your event to place up there. We got pictures, everything. But that preseason schedule is going to be so sweet. And like I said, I challenge anybody. You know, I challenge anybody. I want to play the so-called best. If you're the best, then step up. Let's play. You know, let's sell it on the field, preseason. You heard it first. You heard it right here with Coach Lee. Hey, anybody want to step up, let's make it happen. You get here, I'll take care of your hotel. Don't worry about that. All done deal. You want to come on a bus, then come on a bus. You want to come by plane, then come by plane. Let's sell it out on the field, baby, because that's what it's all about during the preseason. You know, I would love to play the Slam again. You know, they won a championship in the WSA. I would love to get a chance to put it on them, you know. I would love a chance to put it on Tribe. I would love a chance to put it on Houston Energy. I owe them. Yeah, I owe Houston. You know, when we were a new team, fresh off the block, we took on an opportunity to go to play Houston Energy when they were on top of their game. They beat us pretty bad, 49-7. But we were new booties. We didn't know nothing about football, but we were the only team that scored on them throughout the whole season outside of Dallas Diamonds. They set everybody else out. But, yeah, revenge, baby. It's like James Brown. I want revenge. Nah, let me stop. The bottom line is I just want to play some football, you guys. And like I said, if you feel you can make it to Vegas and you want to set something up or you want Vegas to come to you, hey, let's set it up. Let's see what we can do. Let's make it happen. Again, I'm looking at 3 to 4 preseason games. How many games are you looking for? You know? So we're going to end it right there. Quarter number 3 is over. You know, we're going to throw our fours up now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's getting water. You know, the score is close. Now all those extra sprints, sit-ups, and push-ups that you did all year are going to take into effect right now because you are in charge. This is the fourth quarter. You and four quarters of Coach Lee on Blog Talk Radio. Talks continues. You know? So I'm always going to, you know, hit quarter number 4. I always open it up. I open up phone lines. If anybody's on there, hey, call on in. Give me a little hiccup. And I'll let you know you're on there. You introduce yourself and we'll talk about it. You know, debate about it. Talk about it. Agree about it. You know? Disagree about it, whatever you want. But in the fourth quarter, you know, that's how we do it. Well, we're going to take control. We're going to move forward. And like I said, I'm always giving up camp updates, yo. I got camp updates, and things are just getting better and better and better for the Women's Football Camp and Conference. If you don't know about it, then you should know about it. It is January 7th through the 10th, 2010, here in the bright light city of Las Vegas, Nevada. All activities will be taking place on the campus of UNLV, from the camp to the conference. We got hotel rooms available at very reasonable, I'm talking about reasonable prices, for Vegas for this time of the year again. For those who are waiting, hey, I only can hold so many rooms for so long. But trust me, if you wait until November and December, think you're going to get a room in Vegas for that time period, you'll be paying up the yin yang. So, again, hey, get over to womensfootballcamp.com. Check it out. You know, we got a nice schedule going up. We kind of changing it around as we get our speakers confirmed. But the agenda is there. Basically, the topics are there, what we're going to talk about. I will be plugging in who will be talking on what topics. But again, right now we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We got 8 sponsors involved in this thing. I think I got 7 more that I should be locking down this week. We got tons of guest speakers that we'll be adding on. Again, my computer at the house is on jack mode right now. I kind of dropped it, so I have not been able to update since the 10th, but I have been talking to the people, and I will be adding them on throughout the week and get that all straightened away. But again, we got Tina Murphy, the exec director of Las Vegas Bowl. That's going to be there. You got Lynn Marie Liberty Ellington, owner of the Lone Star. She's going to be speaking on behalf of the owners. You got You First Marketing. That's going to come and do several presentations on branding, marketing, PR, imagery, all that stuff. What else we got? We got Ann Kip Watson, who's going to be coming out and talking about the psychology of football players and getting psyched up. We got returning Nikki Johnson, who's a member of the Showgirls, but she's also the NFL Flag Football Ambassador for the NFL for Girls Flag Football. And she's going to talk on behalf of the NFL program. We got Matt Koch from West Michigan Mayhem, the head coach from there. We got Brent Salisbury, who's a certified sports nutritionist, former pro football quarterback. We got George Maulu, former University of Arizona quarterback in the early 90s. He's also the president of the AGA Foundation, which is a Polynesian football camp. It's the only Polynesian football camp and conference in the world. And he's going to bring his experience of coaching quarterbacks over. We got Coach Soon, wide receiver coach. We got Coach Bell and Coach Callie from the Majestics. They're going to be here. We got Coach Baker from the Austin Outlaw. He's going to be coaching the running backs and fullbacks. You got Coach Green, offensive coordinator and O-line coach for the 2007 SoCal Scorpions. You got Anthony Bartley, who was the head coach of the California Lynx. You got Don Evans, head coach of the Tiger Cats. He's going to be a DB coach. Bartley's linebacker coach. Coach Webb, which was coach of the DB coach for the Houston Cyclones. I got Stan Davis, a former NFL player, also professional coach. Had long stayed with the arena football, was a defensive coordinator that's been in the NFL as a DB coach. He's going to be doing DBs. You got Coach Benjamin. He was a defensive coordinator for the SoCal Scorpions. He's going to be one of the D-line coaches. You got Coach Brown from the Austin Outlaws, D-line coach. You got Coach Lundley from the Portland Fighting Phillies. He's going to be a D-line coach. Again, I got two professional kickers that might be coming in. I'm not quite sure yet. I'm not going to let the name out yet, but some high-name kickers, believe it or not. I really think that this is what puts this camp and conference over the top, because we're not only just focusing on the main position, but there's a lot of women out there that play soccer, and I know they can kick 40 and 45-yard field goals. I got one on my team right now, but I am not a kicking coach. I can do the imagery and some of the mechanics. But I personally cannot make you a better kicker. That's one thing that I'm lacking. Now, special teams is a whole different story. But I got three prominent people, and I'm going to get one of the three that's going to be the actual kicking coach, kicking and punting. So, coaches, get off your high horse and get your players involved in this thing. Like I said, slots have been filling up. I'm not going to say that they're full or anything like that. Could it be better? Oh, heck yeah. Like I said, we have 280 spots. We're not quite halfway there yet. I'll say we're about a third of the way on that end. But again, we got a lot of things on the table. There's going to be a lot more announcements here on the camp and conference. It's going to be great weather here in Vegas. Again, it's the only camp and conference dedicated for women football players. Coaches of women's football teams, and owners of women's football teams. Again, you get what you put into it. And the thing about it is, last year, we fulfilled our obligation and we ran the camp and conference. The only thing that was missing again was you. But we did cut down because of the lack of participation. And I have no problem doing that. If owners don't want to learn anything, then hey, that's on you. You know, I just keep all this stuff to myself and let the Showgirls be America's team then, you know. I would love to be Jerry Jones to win football if that's the case. But, hey, it's out here for you to get, you know. If information is out here for you to get, and if you want it, come get it. If you don't want it, then oh well. But don't be begging and crying when you see others doing good or others got sponsored and you don't. Because, again, I'm bringing heavy hitters. I'm bringing people here that's going to tell you this is what needs to be done in order for you to get the camping conference. Also, I got four attorneys on hold right now that's going to let me know about them showing up, because we're going to have a panel on about business setup. LLC versus nonprofit, what is the best advantage for you as an owner? You know, a lot of us don't even have our business plan set up. Now, I probably don't even have a business plan. Might have a special treat. I got a project going on at the university right now that it should be done by the end of October. And it's pretty much a business plan, a step-by-step plan on where your organization should be within, you know, first year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 year. So it's a 10-year business plan. Hey, that's part of the packet if you come to the camping conference, you know. So, again, do what you got to do. Some people say, well, how come it costs so much? Well, damn it, you know what? I just sent over an email to everybody about a marketing conference that costs $2,500 per person. So if you can't pay $150 to get the same information that you're getting for $2,500, there's a problem. You know, my whole thing is you got a team of people. Go do a car wash. Go do a car wash, raise $1,000. You can send four players to Vegas to this camping conference, or four people from your organization. It only costs them what? I think it's 10% off. So it'd be like $540 for their fees. Another $200 each for a flight. You know, do what the family does. In order to get the information, then stack the chips and designate two or three people to get the information and bring it back to the house. That's the smartest thing to do. But you know what? I'm just rambling. You know what? Let me find out what's going on in the meme board. You know, that's the hottest networking board in women's football. Must I say it again? Women's Tackle Football Group.meme.com. The hottest networking board in women's football. Well, let's see what's going on the meme board. You know, let's see. We are rocking and rolling. Computers are a little slow here. That's how I was listening to BJ's show from Sunday prior to my show, because I didn't get a chance to listen to it this weekend. But it's hot. It's hot. Let's see. Discussions. Let's see what the hot topic is. Oh, my. Well, I know there's, again, I think I talked about this last time. We had a couple of teams that announced, you know, which league they're in. You know, a lot of people keep their cards close to their chest, so it hasn't been much conversation, critical conversation on the boards. You know, I know there's still discussion about, you know, being three leagues, one, you know, two leagues are flourishing with teams, one league is, hey, a startup, you know, you're going to have issues. If you don't get teams from the league that exists, then you gotta be proactive and get them going. You know, you gotta get teams together. I respect Mr. Fields for what he does and what he's trying to accomplish, but again, you gotta find your niche. Find areas where people aren't at. You know, there's not many people that are unhappy or totally happy, but hey, you might find one or two that come. But you know what? It's really nothing hot on the meeting board, believe it or not. As I look on this, I'm like, well, I already talked about that subject before. I talked about that. Well, let's talk about this. Membership. We got 1,497. 1,497 members. And like I said, we'll probably do a contest probably on October 1st. And the winner will get their registration paid for top three in that particular contest. We'll get their registration paid for. If they come to Vegas, all they have to do is get their hotel room and their transportation. But you know, we can make that happen. That's no big deal. But again, I'm proud of all you guys who are out there who are actually promoting the meme board and seeing how effective it is, especially with us being able to communicate and solve issues and problems. Yes, we may not all agree all the time. Yes, we might have to, you know, get heated over what somebody says, but you know what? The truth will set you free. The truth will eventually come out on the board, you know. I like the fact that there's some accountability. Even though there's some people on the site that, you know, haven't put up their picture or haven't put their affiliation that with who they're from. But if you notice, at this board, it is actually one of the cleaner and better boards because you have to respect for yourself. I'm not going to put a picture of myself up there and then be chewing everybody out and cursing them out for no reason at all or just starting whoop-de-woo just because, you know. I'm representing Dion Lee. I'm representing the Las Vegas Showgirls. I got to show some class, you know. And that's the good thing about the meme board. And I'm hoping that it continues to grow. And I'm hoping that you guys continue to add to the board, you know, questions, issues, solutions. I think that's one thing that we are lacking on the board. I mean, it's probably about 15, 20 of us on the board that actually come with solutions. It's so easy to find problems and point the finger at others, but it is so hard to come up with solutions and make it better for all. You know, no matter how I feel personally, sometimes I just can't express that because that's not my position on the board. You know, how I totally feel might be totally different than what I have to display, due to the fact that I do represent my team, that I do represent others. So, again, accountability is the most important thing about the meme board. And, you know, I might give out to the 1,500 person that sign up a free registration for the meme board. So I'm going to be looking out tonight and see if we're going to get over that 1,500. And the 1,500 person will be the winner of the contest. Because, again, it's all about building this board. Is it 7,500 women? Well, it ain't 7,500 because I'll say the average team has 30 teams. There's 3,000 women that play football. So we actually halfway there, then, if that's the case, 3,000 in the United States. You know, not all, everybody on here are football players. Again, it's coaches, it's fans, it's owners. You know, that's the other thing. Owners, where are you at? Where are you at? Right on time, because the music came on. Where are you at? Because I've had so much troubles on my mind. We need to lose. The meeting board is your ticket. So get with it. So, you know, hey, this is each and every Monday. Coach Lee is always on here. But you know what? Next Monday, I'm going to start. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start inviting some of my guest speakers for the camping conference to be on here and do little segments. I think they need to really help you understand what you are going to get into once you come to this camping conference. So again, we winning. We won again. I'm here. Four quarters. Coach Lee. Each and every Monday. You can check in, you can hold off, you can do what you want to do, but you got to be supportive. You got to support women's football, no matter what color the other team is wearing, no matter what banner they're flying under. We got to support each other. Don't let nobody tell you anything different. And haters, stop hating. Leave teams alone. Let them do what they do. If they ain't feeling you, then don't bother. You know what I'm saying? Don't conspire the conspiracy of women's football. Just let it flow. Let it roll. And do what you do. I am out of here. This is a Monday Night Four Quarter Coach Lee. I will see y'all in peace.